In the Philippines, the kidnappers of Irish priest Father Michael Sinnott have released a video of their hostage and demanded a $2 million ransom. The video, which was obtained by the government negotiators and broadcast on GMA television in Manila today, showed Father Sinnott holding a copy of the October 22nd issue of a local newspaper and portrays the 79-year-old priest reading from a written statement asking President Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, the Irish government, and his fellow Colombian missionaries to secure his release. The Philippine head of the Missionary Society of St. Columban, Father Patrick O'Donohue, has expressed relief that Father Sinnott is still alive, but stresses that no money will be handed over.
Knowing the man as we do, and we know him well, he would be far more likely to be saying that any money that might win a ransom should be used for children who are in need, for the poor who have no medical facilities, for disabled people who have no educational facilities, and for other people who, in fact, perhaps even have no homes. That is the way he would use money. I think what I would also say is that from the point of view of the Society of St. Columban, we don't ever consider ransom. We just do not pay it. It's not. We understand the risks of mission. We understand the risks of our lives. We would never entertain paying any ransom.